Welcome to All In Definitely, interviews and insights to empower you to achieve personal and professional success through friendships, relationships, and marriage. Here are your hosts, Anwar and Siana.
Welcome back for another episode, All In Definitely. I'm joined by my co-host and guest host, Janet. How you doing, Janet?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
And thank you. I'm doing good. Siana is away right now studying for her finals. So we hope she's doing great. But I'm so glad that you're filling in here.
Yeah.
And we have some more to talk about because we were talking about, we just got into it the last episode when, you know, we're talking about women and meeting men and then have you hoping for children one day. And we ended up, on the dating thing. Let's just start
about first dates.
First dates. Let's just start back over. And let's just rewind a little bit and talk a little bit about first dates.
Well, first dates are always awkward. I feel like because you're ideally, wanting to get to know the person. And ideally, there is a level of attraction there already that led you to agree to that first date. Which so, we left off, we touched base about it last time.
Okay.
But yeah, before you even get to the first date, my dude, there has to be something attractive there. Has to be.
So physical attraction has to be there.
Yeah, first date, you have some physical attraction. So you meet someone, physical attraction.
So are you thinking on your first date, this could be the one?
No.
No, you're not thinking about that.
Oh my God, no.
This could be the father of my children? It very well could be.
Hang on.
Of these first dates are going to be the father of your children.
It very well could be. And yes, I'm not going to go on a date with somebody and just waste my time if I don't feel like this person is worth that time. Now, that being said, depending on when in time you're speaking to me and when Janet has gone on dates, maybe she has different ideas about how this date's going to end up or where this date's meant to lead.
I'm just saying that going all the different direction.
Depends. Wait. Janet's a serious gal here. Janet's not. Why am I speaking to myself in third person?
Yeah, I know.
I'm making me nervous. Okay. Regardless, I'm depending on the mentality that I go on this date. Like, ideally, I have already spoken to this person at least enough to feel some sort of attraction to this person. Mm-hmm. Whether that attraction is going to lead to something more substantial or not, I will find out in time. Now, sometimes I find out right away and takes less time, less wasting of my time, of that person's time. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but I don't go into it thinking, this person may be the one. No, but that person has to meet some requirements, at least the bare minimum for me to even find them attractive. I'm not going to find someone attractive if I don't think, or I'm not going to dignify this person with going on a date if I don't find it worthy of my time, whatever it is that I'm wanting to spend time on that.
So let me ask this. Okay.
Trying to be very cautious.
No, I see you're being very cautious.
It depends. Do I want to just have sex with this person or do I want to have a relationship with this person?
Fair enough. And here we are. It's November 14th, 2022. And the reason why I'm asking this question, because I want to date this conversation that we're having right here. Do males on this first date have to pay?
No, not necessarily.
They don't have to pay, but are you really expecting them to pay?
I'm hoping they at least offer or talk to me about it, yes.
Okay,
There's a reason for that, though. There's a reason for that.
Let me explain.
Let me explain, yes. Yeah. I unfortunately have dated certain people that, per the first episode that we had, they weren't very reliable. And I don't feel like paying should be responsibility on somebody. If I'm going on a date, I can fully pay for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to agree to go on a date and be like, oh, I can't afford to go to this place. Mm-hmm. It's more of a trust issues, but also independence issues that I have. Like I like feeling independent. I'm ready for anything, basically. However, if this person just says, oh, okay, well, I'm expecting you to pay, and they never spoke to me about it, and that person's probably not going to get a second date, if I'm being honest. because again, so you have value communication.
So pre-date, you have a who's paying conversation?
Well, no, but like also how rude is it to just expect someone to pay? Like,
That's my question, because I mean,
it happens to guys all the time, and I agree with that. Hang on. Yes, I agree with that 100%. Now, that's not to say that I don't let guys pay. Yeah, I'll let you pay, but I'll also offer, like, hey,
is that a half-hearted offer? Is like kind of like the fake move, or is like, hey, I'll
no.
It's a full-hearted offer.
Yeah, I have had plenty of occasions where I have, or that I have paid. I have paid for the first
dates. I went on several dates, not several, just several, very few. I don't date a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where I have went on a date before where the woman was very clear about, no, this is just half. Let's just go half.
Okay, but she was clear about
that. That was very clear, and I knew she was very clear about it because she was really truthfully offering to pay and wanted to, right? And then I have that was once,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then all of the other times it's either not even mentioned mm-hmm. that they're going to pay, not even trying, and then if there is a try, it's like a half-hearted, like this. Do you grab my purse for a second? Do you want me to? And I'm like, it's okay, I got this.
I have done that before.
Right.
Yes, I have done the half-hearted. But half-hearted. It's also because I'm also like, where are they going with this? Like, are they going to, I don't know. I'm doubtful of the whole situation. But I'm very grateful. It's not something that I just expect you to pay. No, I'm grateful that you paid. And I feel like, all right, so I'm going to make it clear. You paid this time, and I appreciate that. And next time, either I'm going to pay half, or I'm going to take care of it. And I have been very clear about that every single time. In other situations, if it's, you know, someone that is paying for me, I am grateful. It's not something that I expect of that person is what I'm trying to be clear of.
Okay. And, you know, here's my opinion on it too. Is like, I just think like it's comfort level, right? But, and it's different for everyone, but I think it's in 2022, it's very difficult to ask a male to pay for the first meal or dinner every single time. Because it just gets to be, you know, males have the same bills, the same everything. We have the same, you know, cost of living. And so it's a little much. Now, having said that, I mean, you can choose a dating location that's not very expensive at all and just go for a drink or a coffee, a walk, or do something that excuse me, that doesn't require so much money up front. Because, I mean, and it's great to share a meal with someone because you get to have a conversation and talk a lot. But you can do the same thing going for a walk or doing other things together.
Exactly. And ideally, and I say ideally because this is not always the case, but ideally you have both agreed upon this location. You guys have a shared interest in this location and you're going there for a reason, not just like a random meetup spot, you know. Again, ideally, sometimes it just works out that way where it's just like, no, I want to take you to XYZ place. If that happens, you kind of already have a prelude of how the rest of that is going to go. Like if you don't have that shared interest, it's like kind of feels a little forced or like, okay, I mean, whatever.
Well, that's just the smallest part. The bigger part of why you're going on a date is actually get to know someone. So what are some things that you do want to know? Because I know that I can't ask about questions about, what do you want to be when you grow up? I can't ask about if you want children. I can't ask. There's a lot.
What do I want to be when I grow up?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, hey.
How old am I?
I don't know. I'm just asking these questions because, I mean, and I know you personally, and I know that you said that you can't ask somebody, you know, do they want children on the first date? So what can you ask on the first date? What's approval?
You know what? If the conversation leads to, do you want to have children on the first date? By all means, it should not be taken off the table.
Look, I always get to that question first.
Like, I believe you.
So I've been messing it up for me. I'm either been messing it up the whole time or trying to actually get it, like, get my answers quickly.
I don't know. I feel like it's because my conversations kind of go everywhere. It's entirely fair for that to be on the table. But
do you ask about previous relationships?
No.
So you don't ask about that. You don't ask about children.
No, I don't ask about previous relationships on the first date.
Because, well, what do they do for a living?
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's a fair question.
That's a fair question.
Yeah. Because you're asking something, you're wanting to get to know the person. So that's a fair question to ask.
Okay.
Because you're getting to know that person. That's what they do every single day. No?
Okay.
That's a good amount of time that they're spending on whatever they're doing.
Yeah. So do you really like it or really hate it?
Yeah. Or, and maybe they have a lot of opinions about what they do or don't do. And maybe you have some opinions about what they do or don't do. Like if it's a customer service job. Can you imagine someone saying, I work in customer service? You're going to have some opinions about that. Everybody has opinions about customer service. So you get to know the person more.
Okay.
It's an open-ended question.
All right. So you're just trying to get to know what they're passionate about, I guess?
Yeah. You want to obviously have shared passions with anyone that you want to have a serious relationship with.
Okay. But not all of these are serious relationships.
No.
Depending on what Janet's going out that night.
Yeah. Depending on what Janet... let me get dressed for this occasion. And then that's the personality that I put on.
I see.
That's horrible.
No. I completely understand.
Well, no, but like psychologically speaking... Psychologically speaking, you don't need to ask the question right away. Certain things and the mannerisms or the way that people answer you about certain things gives you the answer. Now, you still need clarification, but it at least gives you an opening or understanding of certain questions.
Okay, so let me get you the second date real quickly because I have some other questions that I want to ask you.
Okay. We're graduating.
Oh, yeah. So now you're on a second date. Now it's okay. You feel like you know this person, or do you?
I don't feel like I know this person.
Is it okay to kiss on the first date, or is it not okay?
It is.
Okay. It is very acceptable in 2022.
Yes.
Okay. Is it required?
No.
Okay. But if it happens.
It should.
What's the best way to make it happen?
I don't know. Asking?
You don't ask.
What do you mean you don't ask?
That's kind of weird.
What?
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just asking.
You're weird. I don't know. If you have any doubts whether it's appropriate or not appropriate, I don't.
Okay.
But that is a double standard. I've 100%. Because I've made the first move before. But also
making the
like,
first move is not the same thing as asking.
You do. No, I'm pretty blunt. So.
Oh.
I ask. Wait, hang on. Jesus. So okay. I'll see the intentions, or I'll see where this person, you know, might actually want to give me a kiss. So I'll ask them. I'm like, so are you going to kiss me, or do I have to do it? I've literally said that before. Exact. Quoted Janet.
That's kind of creepy.
Sir, how is that creepy? If I know the date's going well, and maybe this person's saying, just shy about it.
Are you going to do this, or am I going to have to force this upon you?
No.
That's like saying, hey, are you going to get in my car, or do you want me to throw you in my car?
Oh my God. Talk about exaggerations.
Okay. All right. You get to get away with that.
What?
All right. Well, let's move on to the second date real quickly because I got some rapid fire questions I want to ask you. Okay. So you're on the second date.
Okay.
Now you can ask, do they want children?
Right.
Now you can ask, what are your intentions, or short-term goals, or long-term goals?
Right.
And, you know, how do you see your future, your life, the universe? Do you believe in God?
The universe.
These are some questions that we can ask on the second date.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
All these are questions. You can ask all these questions even on the first date. It just depends on where the conversation naturally leads.
Okay.
And you ask open-ended questions, or you ask questions where you're genuinely just trying to get to know the person. Some people are easier to get to know than others. I give off way too much information,
okay. Regardless
of how long I've been talking to the person, because I'm a pretty open, I'd like to think I'm a pretty open person.
So in your mind, you're not telling them, I want children, I'm looking for a relationship to have children with. I'm looking for a relationship.
I am honest the entire way.
If it's to have children, I'll let you know. If not, if I don't see that potential, I'll also let you know.
No, hang on. So if I don't see the potential to have children with somebody, that relationship will be terminated. Now, is it easy to do that? No, it doesn't have to be easy, but it's something that has to be done because that's something that's very important to me. And if that person values that as well, values my happiness, then they will understand it. But also, I have to put that part of me first. Like, I know that that is genuinely my goal. So I'm, you know, at some point going to terminate that relationship. Now, I'm also allowing for that time to be decided by me. Mm-hmm. If I just, like, I'm very open about it. So if I'm with somebody and I'm like, hey, this is not a serious thing, or like it's known, I'm open about that. Like, I don't like to lead people on. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be led on. I don't like to be given misinformation. And I'm going to do that also for somebody. Like, I'm going to, horrible sounds.
So you let them know?
I'm always open about what I want.
Okay.
Always open. And if there's any questions about what, you know, to expect from me, or how that conversation is going to go anywhere, then ask me. I will be open about my thoughts. And hopefully we agree, or if we don't, we don't. You know, can't force it.
So is that the let's just go through some real quick questions.
Scenarios?
Okay. No, just some quick questions. Who, if anyone has, like, you would say is like the closest to you in life, like your richest relationship?
I don't understand the question.
Like, who do you spend the most time with? The most, your confidant, your the person, your advisor. Do you have someone like that? Your mom, maybe. Your best friend.
I plead the fifth.
Okay,
I'm gonna get so many people in trouble if I answer that.
Okay. So we can't answer.
No. I tell my mom everything. If that's where you're going, I tell my mom everything.
Okay. And so, obviously, when you're dating, do you let your mom know, hey, I'm going on a first date with this person? And,
yes.
And you give her, like, a breakdown on how the first date went?
Yes.
And then the second date, how it went?
Yes.
And what do you think your mom wants for you? Somebody that's...
For me to be happy.
Well, I understand that. But, I mean, do you think that she wants you to have, like, this marriage and relationship? Is there pressure on you from your mom to have
to get married? No.
Or to find someone good like that?
No.
Okay.
My mom wants me to do whatever it is I need to do to figure it out.
A lot of first dates.
If that's what it takes. And that's literally her quoting. That's what it takes for me to be happy. She knows she raised me in a way for me to be responsible with myself, with my body, with my health, with my mental health, which is very important. So she's confident. I can speak for her, saying that I feel like she's confident in that I know how to carry myself.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it there too. I don't think you have a problem carrying yourself. I agree.
Can we say that I don't go on dates every day? Like, I don't sporadically date all the time.
No.
I'm happy.
In fact, you just recently, not too long out of a relationship. Is that correct?
Yes. And I take my relationships very seriously. If I do decide to be in one. Yes, I am recently out of a relationship, which is why I'm happily single, which is why I'm not looking to jump on to a new relationship.
That's very good. I'm not in a relationship, nor am I looking to get into a relationship right now.
No, just to hit on girls in the airport.
No, well, I was trying.
Just to fail.
I failed big time to even get in the whole...
You need to work on that anymore.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I've been like, I overthink things.
Oh, I have made that mistake several times, all the time.
I recently was dating someone, and I'm not going to name names, of course.
Of course.
But basically, I'm in the part of my life where I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, if I'm going to get into a relationship, and I view relationships as marriages.
Right.
Because in every way, it's a commitment to someone, like a marriage. And the reason why we're so, here's my theory. Mm-hmm. The reason why we're so unwilling to call this person our husband or wife, is because we want to hold out hope that we'll meet somebody else better. So we're not going to give that person that title because they may not be there. And maybe I'll find a better deal down the line. But in every other way, it's like a marriage.
Right.
It's the only person you have sex with. It's the only person you're intimate with to that level of telling your secrets. It's the person that you say that you're with. Mm-hmm. And it's the person that you believe to be with for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's a marriage.
I agree with you.
People don't even look at it that way. But to me, to be able to go get... To say that, I at this point in my life, I want to, at, you know, 42 years old, I have no children. I absolutely always wanted children. There's no reason for me to get into any relationship anywhere if that's not readily something that I'm working on right this moment.
Right. Well, I agree with that, because the thing is that as I mentioned previously, you have to have, you know, goals, or you have to have, you know, certain things that you prioritize, and that right now is a priority for you. That before getting into any kind of relationship whatsoever, whether you call it a marriage, whether you call it a fling, whether you call it, you know, getting to know each other, all that, you know, before getting into any other step with anyone, what you want out of it.
I just don't see, I don't see that as a possibility anymore though. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm pessimistic on the topic. Right. I just don't see it as something that people will do anymore. I mean, if you're dating someone right now, it's kind of like, not, this has been my experience. It's kind of like you have to date for a little while, then you hopefully travel a little bit together, then you get to know each other a little bit more, and then you move in together, you get to know each other even more, and sometime years from now you plan a child, and then you work on that down the line. But that's something far away. And never, ever close. And I don't care how old the person that you're dating is. Mm-hmm. It's never something that's a quick decision. Now, before, when, you know, my grandparents, or even when my parents got married, the second you get married, you're expected to have children. I mean, the whole family was looking upon you as, okay, you're married. When are children coming? Right? Yeah. Not anymore. Yeah. Now it's something that you just don't even do anymore.
Take your time.
Yeah. What are you rushing for? It can take like forever. Yeah. So, sorry. My apologies, guys. I don't see it as a possibility anymore. I don't see it ever changing. It's not something that's here or there. So I have to ask myself now. That does not mean, just because you don't have children or because you're not ready for children, does not mean that you should not be in a marriage. I think everybody should be in a marriage. I think that what ends up happening is, okay, well, I take off the requirement for children because I know that's a slim to no possibility anymore. And I say instead, well, where do I plan to grow? What more do I want to do? What more do I want to accomplish? And who's the person that's most willing to help me get to where I want to go in life?
Right.
And that is the other reason for a marriage.
A relationship, yeah.
It's to say, okay, well, you may not want children, but you definitely know how to grow my business or start a new career or whatever the case may be. And forming those rich relationships helps me develop the person that I am. So, and that's the other reason I tend to say that you shouldn't ever have children with the person that you necessarily want to be married to. I think that that's clouded judgment. I think that you can make a better decision if you take that physical attraction out, because what I've seen growing up, and I can only speak from my experiences, and I know other people can only speak for theirs, but I've only seen, like I said in the last show, people only have marriages children, because they're trying to save a relationship. They had a child by accident. It just kind of like a oops. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they're trying to secure themselves financially, not the child, but themselves. They're like a meal ticket type of situation. Right. And I've seen that happen on both sides, from male to women, women to male. So it's not a man and woman debate.
Yeah.
But I have not seen too often where two people, and then what happens is when that relationship goes bad, because a lot of them do,
of course,
children end up being the tool that they're using to hurt each other.
Well, I mean, with that being said, it sounds like they were a tool from the beginning, no? Because you're saying that, you know,
yes,
either an oops or in order to make the relationship work. Right. So they were always a tool. So
right. Well, then, yeah, tool. And that's super, that's usually that. That's usually how it is right now. This is just my observation. Now,
which I agree with.
Yeah. And so basically what I've done and what I've said to other people, I've said on this show before, mm-hmm. is that you shouldn't have children with someone that you plan on having this great relationship with. I think that the time to choose to have children is actually in the state that you're in right now, the actual single state. And if you with good mind meet someone that you can communicate with, and now this is optimal, and this is me being very forward thinking. So I don't expect anyone to ever agree with me. Let me just say it like that. Like, I would hope that you do, actually, but I don't see it.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
But I kind of do. Okay. So what I'm understanding, and I'm going to be a little controversial about this, I'm joking. So you want me to get someone out the friend zone and have a kid with them?
No, I never said get them out the friend zone. No, no, that's not what I said. Like, I just want you to separate the two.
Think about it. That's exactly what you're saying, though. You're saying meet somebody you agree with, that you have a good relationship with, that you already have, you know, all the other requisites with, but then you're not really thinking about the sexual connection, which, in your defense, I did not make a priority from the beginning in the previous episode. I agree. And before you make it one of your points, I'm going to say it myself. Okay. Basically, get someone out the friend zone.
So the weird part of what I'm saying is, like, you're saying, okay, well, does that mean that I have to have sex with my friends? No, I'm not saying that you have to have sex with your friends. There's plenty of ways that you can do it. You can do in vitro. You can do, there's other ways.
I never said have sex with my friends.
No, but I'm not saying that.
Take them out the friend zone.
Take them out the friend zone.
Yeah.
But I think that when you look at your friends and you look at the people that are around you and I have your list here from the previous show.
I did not make that list.
When you say something, it's like someone that you can communicate with and someone that has intellect, someone that wants kids. Yeah. All these things that you think about.
You have to have several things in common with this person.
This is very true. But having children is more of... So this is the separation that I have. I feel like having children should be somebody primarily that you make on a different decision. Not somebody that you want to necessarily have as a mate for the rest of your life. Uh-huh. But that someone you know that you can work with for the rest of your life. And probably it's an ex-boyfriend. Maybe it's an ex-husband, I call it. Or a friend that you've had since high school that perhaps was always a good guy, but just too nice of a guy for you to actually see yourself with. This kind of a person is actually, you kept them around for a reason. They're right. Trustworthy. They're there for you. They've shown consistency. They probably have a good job. They probably have, they can see you at your lows and give you unbiased advice.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of person that you,
because you already have an understanding with this Correct. Person. You have a level of connection with Correct. This person. Yes, Correct. I agree with, but again, it's still taking someone out the friend zone.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. It could be somebody that you we'll just go back to that. I'll circle back to that. But it's just basically when you're looking for someone to co-parent with, that's something that is separate from me. And I know that a lot of people put it together because having children in marriage is given, it's our only option that we're given. We're given one option when we're growing up, and that is this.
But that's changing, and it's not always changing for
it's not changing. It's just being accepted. There's a difference between that being the standard. It's still not the standard. The standard is still you go out, you find someone that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, and that person is the one, and then you marry them, and then you have children, and you have a family, and then you grow old together. That's still the accepted scenario worldwide that I speak to.
Okay.
And I'm just giving a separate, explanation for what does that mean? Like, what can that mean for you? So if you're a person that you know, the people in your life are actually going to grow you, to make you grow as a person, both by flourishing and personal development, then that is separate from somebody that you're having children with. And then, by the way, it could be the same person. I'm not saying that it should be, but it could be.
No, I agree. But and me being silly aside, so that's why I said, when you asked, oh, okay, well, what about the sexual chemistry or whatever? You were asking me what was important for me to find in a parent or co-parent, a potential father to my children. And that wasn't necessarily something that was what's important for me to find in a relationship with my, true love, all that nonsense. I may not always be with this person. But it's important to me that this person is a good parent. It's important to me that this person is going to be a good father to my daughter, my son, whatever I have. So that was why I prioritized my list the way that I did. Not so much the sexual whatever, because you could have sexual chemistry with that person, but that doesn't mean that they're responsible. Yeah,
no,
you could have sexual chemistry with that person, but that doesn't mean that, they're going to know how to react in a life or death situation, which,
well, here's, and this is what I want you to know is like,
when you have kids,
some of the times you don't know who the person you're with because you're just seeing the good side of them. And sometimes you don't know the ugly side of them until you break up with them. And then the ugliness comes out. Right?
Yeah.
So having a child with someone and never really being tested is tricky.
Yeah.
Because then that becomes somebody that you're on the line for a lot of problems. Now, having someone that you know, you don't have to agree with, you guys probably been through more, and you know, they've stood the test of time and they're still there. That's why I say friend zone is probably the best.
Yeah, no, I understood where you were going with that. And that's why I agree with it. Because again, for the same reason why I was saying that it wasn't necessarily a requirement for me from the beginning, is because I understand that I may not be with this person, but they still have to have the other things. Like, me being in a relationship, like in a lasting relationship with the father of my children, may not be very realistic, unfortunately, anymore. You know, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm going to have a fairy tale life with all the, you know, Disney movie endings and, you know, Hallmark movie Christmas, you know, situations where they all of a sudden become a princess. No. No, because again, question was, how is this going to benefit my future, my children's future? I want to be happy in my future. That may not be being with this person. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
And somewhat.
Well, thank you so much. We have to stop it right there. That's our time for this show. And guys, just a shout out to our sponsor, American Worldwide Academy. Log on to careerhighschool.com if you need any help getting your high school diploma or career training certificate. And listen, thank you for coming out and joining me. Yep. I hope that you can do another episode with me, because I want to talk a little bit about some other things with you.
I hope in the next episode that I'm more concise and our listeners understand what I'm saying.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to All Indefinitely. Help us spread the word by subscribing and sharing the show.